News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
What might a net zero future look like? That's the subject up for discussion at a conference taking place today at Dublin's Royal Convention Centre. One of the speakers attending that conference is Michael Liebreich, investor, analyst and commentator on the net zero transition. Michael, what would a net zero future look like in your view?
Well, good morning. So first of all, the first characteristic would be that it's far in the future. You know, there's been all the conversations and Ireland's commitment, many countries' commitment to net zero 2050. The first piece of news is we're not going to get there in 2050. So we're talking about probably 2070, 2075, if you're really talking about a net zero future. So then you get into all sorts of futuristic things you can talk about. But that's the first characteristic.
OK, how realistic is it? And what kind of changes will it involve in our lives?
Well, I think it is realistic on that time frame. You know, the activists want to get there as quickly as possible, quite rightly. So we can get there. We're just not going to get there by 2050, because 2050 is 26 years away, which is, you know, when you're talking about big chunks of infrastructure, the energy system, the transport system, the way we heat our homes, 26 years is nothing. To turn over all of those assets, it's just very, very hard. So we're entering a phase now where we're going to have to make a bunch of changes that really affect the way people drive, the way people heat, the way people travel on holiday, and so on. And so it's going to start being more disruptive, and that's the real challenge.
Let's be honest. Let's drill down into that a little bit, Michael. The way we travel, how is that going to change?
Well, look, you know, Ireland has a very specific challenge being an island, and so you're going to be very dependent for your economy on both shipping and also obviously aviation, and those are two of the hardest sectors to do. Shipping, you know, there's talk about using hydrogen derivatives like ammonia and methanol. There are other ways of doing it. We could be using some biogas. So ships that, just like we have trucks that run on CNG, you can have ships that run on CNG, except it would be renewable natural gas. There are other ways of doing it. Aviation, again, people talk about hydrogen. It will not be hydrogen. If there's one message on aviation, it will not be hydrogen. It will be essentially jet fuel, kerosene-type fuels, the same molecules, but they have to be made clean. And, you know, maybe Ireland can play a role in that.
Agriculture, obviously, it's a big sector in this country still. Not as big as it once was, but still important. What's agriculture going to look like in a net zero world?
Agriculture is really, you know, it's really on the front lines, because, you know, on the one hand, you have farmers almost above all suffering from the actual impacts of climate change, whether it's, in some parts of the world, it's, you know, droughts and fires, and in other parts, it'll be this kind of extraordinary wet years like we're having this year. Agriculture has a huge part to play. Not only in reducing its own emissions, so that would be things like reducing the emissions, moving off fossil fuels for your tractors, for your trucks, your distribution, all of your equipment, but actually having to move to not just net zero, but absorbing carbon. The agricultural sector worldwide, the land management has to actually move to negative, because it has to absorb some of the carbon that some other sectors simply won't be able to eliminate. And there could be some very, very dramatic changes in that sort of, you know, 30, 40, 50 year time frame. You know, we'll see things like synthetic proteins. So milk that is grown in factories rather than on farms. And, you know, I don't like that prospect. It just feels wrong. But, you know, if we really want to deal with climate change, then, you know, nobody is exempt from some pretty substantial changes, to be honest.
Just finally and briefly, if you can, Michael, are you optimistic we can get there? It does seem like a huge challenge.
Well, I'm optimistic and pessimistic. As I say, I'm pessimistic about 2050 because it's just such a vast challenge. But I'm optimistic about 2070 globally.
Is that good enough? Is 2070 good enough in terms of saving the planet?
putting it in terms of the Paris Agreement and so on, 2070 is probably enough to keep the warming to 2 degrees, which is what was agreed in Paris. We said we would try to keep to 1.5. We're going to fail to do that. So it's a mixed picture. But, you know, the other thing is we're not going to give up anyway, because every 0.1 degrees saves, you know, really catastrophic impacts on the people's livelihoods, on the economy, and on the planet and the biodiversity and so on. So we just have to do what we can. And I'm optimistic that we can keep it to 2 degrees. And, you know, what can I say? Then second half of the century, maybe we have to start taking carbon out of the air or whatever. But, you know, I kind of feel like let's do, you know, there's so much easy stuff. Electrify transport, electrify heating. Let's just do that and keep going from there.
Michael Liebrich, investor, analyst, commentator, thank you for talking to us this morning on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.